This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The gold rush of, actually the gold standard of information about News Talk Radio comes at you right now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm trying to get through the introduction fast so that we get right to the story list, the people list. Michael!
I've never heard you do anything like that.
Do you remember Jackson Armstrong, your leader? Do you remember him on the radio?
Jackson, a lot of guys did the leader thing. I don't remember Jackson Armstrong. I remember a guy in New York used to do, this is Leo Leader.
Well, they talk so fast. There were three or four of them that were really very good during, I suppose, the highlight of the disc jockey era was to try to find people who were different and more clever and creative. And so that would have been in the 60s and the 70s. And he was around, I think, the last place I heard him, he was in Buffalo. But he was on in New York and Boston and all over the place. He would jibber-jabber so fast that you could understand him.
But that was an art form.
Oh, yeah.
I was never good at it. My big break in radio came when we had progressive rock and we were able to talk like I'm talking to you now. It was a little bit,
right,
you know, idolized. It was soft and then, you know,
authoritative.
Here's a new song from Hendrix, man. It's going to blow your mind. That type of thing.
But he sounded so cool.
As a kid growing up particularly in the 60s and the 50s, the big radio stars in the 50s, when you listen back to them now on the old tapes or YouTube, they just sound like guys talking. Like Alan Freed, the first rock and roll disc jockey, the biggest legend of all. You look back, hey gang, it's Alan Freed. Now here's Little Richard.
That's right. Casey Kasem embodied that with this 20 years of American Top 40 in the 70s and the 80s.
Around. He never went, hey, can you see here? Really?
No.
But you have Cousin Brucey, who's still going. Cousin Brucey is on, you know, it's, hey cousins, this is your Cousin Brucey here on WABC.
Right. Been the same shtick for 50 years.
It just, well, he sounds older, very old.
He is older. But you know who gets away with that is Shotgun Tom Kelly, who's on Sirius now. He was on most West Coast always during his career. He doesn't have anything to say, but he says it well. He doesn't have to have it. You know, he just has that voice, and you know, he just, he's been able
it was an art form.
You
know, and I kind of envied them. Now, guys that weren't good at it, we used to call them, if you'll pardon the expression, for those having breakfast or dinner, pukers. You know,
that's it. Come on. Hi, your gang, it's the Dagger on the radio.
They had that back of the throat thing going.
J.J. Jeffrey here on the air. Welcome into our show. What do you think we have at number 10 this week, boys and girls?
And then some of them, because they did it so much for a living, that became their identity. They talked like that all the time.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Hey, A.J., how you doing?
Oh, it's really great to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks very much, boys and girls. Yeah, it's nice to see you. Okay.
But you know, it is an art form. It was an art form.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I know you never go anywhere without your horn. The man always is ready to pull his horn out at any time. See? So this way, when Doug meets new people or he has an opportunity to...
go on a date. Bring my horn.
Go on a date. You know, he'll tell a joke and he'll pull out a horn and give himself his own puncture.
Clarabelle. Who remembers who Clarabelle was?
Where do you keep all your horns and bells? It blows my mind. I can't believe you. See, folks, this was not prepared. The man is always prepared with his horn and his bells and his whistles.
Do you have a could always do
cargo pants.
Have I? Who's your what?
Do you have cargo pants? Where do you keep all that stuff? And do you have like pockets in your pants? Where do you keep your horn?
Wait a minute. This doesn't work now. What's the matter with this? That doesn't work anymore. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's get to the.
What's not working?
One of my horns isn't working.
What do you got?
I'm glad we brought this up. You wouldn't want to be caught in a serious situation.
No. All right, let's get to the countdown, can we, instead of...
I find one of these days I got to find out how you do that, but that's another story.
Yep.
All right, here it is. The top 10 stories of the week. At number
people
10,
are listening to
at number
what 10, happened to the talk radio countdown show?
It's all part of radio.
Yes.
At number 10, the Russia-Ukraine war.
Randy Michaels says we should do more of this in order to survive.
Who said that?
Radio. Randy Michaels.
Oh, we should. He's one to tell us about how to survive in AM radio.
Right.
Russia-Ukraine war at number 10. U.S.-China relations at number 9. There's a, I don't know if you ever watch Vice TV.
No.
Vice TV has a special that they just debuted. I'm in it. Called,
really?
Shock Jock Wars.
Really?
You know, the dark side of the 2000s, and it's about Howard Stern, Mankow, and Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that, yeah.
And,
right. It's all contrived. It's all baloney.
Yeah, it's very...
Right? and who started it? Mankow started that because he wanted more attention, because he wanted to kind of be like Stern when he grew up.
Well, he made the mistake of taking on Stern. Stern is brutal.
Yeah.
These guys ripped each other to shreds. They all
Stern's much better. Eric Mankow is his name, but you don't know what you're talking about. Guy who was in Chicago for most of his career.
Eric Mueller,
right. What did I say? Yeah, Eric Mankow? Eric Mueller.
Mankow.
Yep.
And he's a good jock.
He was a good personality. He's just a little temperamental and not easy to deal with, but he's great on the air. That was true with a lot of people. Imagine how people had to, you know, remember the movie Howard Stern about, what was it called? The movie about Stern's career? What the heck was
private,
that?
The private parts.
Private Parts, right. And the people who were in that and the way that it portrayed radio at the time, it was so accurate. Those of us in radio looked at that and thought, my God, I've worked for a guy like that.
Yeah. Well, isn't it funny that Stern played himself 20 years younger?
Right.
Could you do that? If for some reason somebody with a lot of money to waste decided to make the Doug Stephan story.
Would that be a waste of money? I'm kidding.
And they said you have to play yourself as, but you're 25 years younger or 30 years younger. Could you do that?
Pull off being younger. Even now, people think I'm a lot younger than I am. So
you don't look a day over 80 to me, I guess.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
It's very nice, yeah.
All right. Are we going to get through this list or not?
No, it's obvious that this show is going to be one that we are not proud of. This is going to be one that we hope. This is the one that the guy that's going to hold the key to our future tunes into here.
Yes.
Those guys are a couple of jerks. At number 10, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 9, the U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the Florida education policy. The Montana climate suit is a big story. It's at number 7. Number 6, immigration and border security. Crime and homelessness. And they do go together at number 5. And boy, is that a problem. The Maui wildfires, outrageous. Number 4, Hunter Biden investigation 3. At number 2, the fascinating 2024 presidential race. And number 1.
Really? You think it's fascinating? Really?
No. No. Oh. I think it's distressing. I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
It's fascinating. I love to watch it. The process of democracy, the wheels of democracy turn. At number 1, we have Trump's legal battles.
Problem with the wheels on democracy is they're square now.
All right, real fast, the people survey. Kathy Seeley at 10. She's a judge-type person. Tanya Chutkin at number 9. She's a judge. Hunter Biden, he's being judged. He's at 8. Ron DeSantis, I don't know about his judgment.
We should be judging him.
Rudy Giuliani.
He's done.
Number 6, Mark Meadows. That's a nice name, Mark Meadows.
I've said all along as I've been going through this list earlier before you came on, he sounds like that's a radio guy's name.
Yeah.
Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows Show.
Mark Meadows. And welcome to the Mark Meadows Show. Today we're going to take you through a delightful journey, the music of Jerry Vail. At number 4, we have Jack
Smith. Vic Damone coming right up after Jerry.
There you go. Right. And Stephen Eady's latest hit.
Yep.
At number 4, we have Fannie Willis. At number 2... Oh, he's still around. Joe Biden. He's still making news.
And the Bidenettes.
And Donald Trump. He should have the Trumpettes.
Right, he should. Right. Or he could be with Percy Faith in his orchestra, perhaps.
Oh, man, Percy Faith.
All right, so let me ask you, why? Why are these stories and these people in the positions they're in? I know you do a lot of research, but, you know, and let's just, we'll give in to the list and just think to ourselves, okay, why is Florida such a mess? And why is immigration such a mess? Why do we have so much crime? You know, why? There are whys that go with these stories. There's a factual, this is what's going on. But why are they going on? Do you ever stop to think about that? Why?
Yeah.
Why does Trump have so much legal trouble? Why?
Because the answer is simple. People stink.
Well, that's the end of that, I guess.
We're a member of a species that, shall we say, is a work in progress.
Yes.
One foot in the slime, the other foot in the stars, you know. It's like, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be on the spectrum of human potential?
Well, there's two things that have happened this week that didn't make it to the top 10 that answer those questions. The Webb telescope, Webb's telescope has found the beginnings of the world aren't really the beginnings.
I've been saying that for years. the James Webb Space Telescope, and I don't like to boast, but let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you so.
Right.
The James Webb Telescope is proving things that I have been saying for years, and that the Big Bang Theory is BS.
And the other thing that has come out this week, the scientists who are studying what's under the surface of the ocean bottom, and it turns out it isn't really the ocean bottom at all, that there's a whole new spectrum of life under what we thought was the bottom of the ocean.
The bargain.
Now, it's not the bottom. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, let's talk about losing some weight for a moment. May I remind you about Calitrin and how successful people are when they get onto this program? You can find it at toploss.com. That is the website for Calitrin, and that is where you can find weight loss success. And that is where a lot of people before you have gone to read about the science and to actually see the stories of people who are just like you. So make sure that you take advantage of the dog days of summer sale right now. Get into the weight loss program that works. All natural Calitrin at toploss.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The way
waves were mighty and fierce as could be. When my lady and I got lost at sea, we tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get my composure back after that. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and at some point we'll get to some of the issues that are on the list from the charts that are created every week by Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher of that organ is Mike Michael Harrison, who...
You're not even going to bite on that one.
Well, we were just talking about a celebrated podcaster who's a radio host. I will not name him, but we managed... We were... Michael was being Michael, and we were playing with some of the same theories that we started the program with.
Let it go. Don't even try to...
I'm not going to use the name. I'm just...
Don't even use my name.
All right. I'll use my name then.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Lead.
You want me to lead or you want
to... You always lead.
Oh, that's right. This is the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
And I'm the guy.
He's here. I was asking why these stories are have the impact that they do, and then got off onto
I don't understand the question, because it's an interesting one. Why are these stories the stories? In other words, why?
I mean, I understand the Ukraine thing because the drones are out there and yada yada. I guess I understand the Biden thing.
What about
and
Trump's
the political battleground?
Unprecedented, historic, a president in criminal court. You've got the Maui wildfires, which have tremendous stories behind them as to how it happened, why it happened.
So isn't that, in a manner of speaking, that's kind of, in a way, the most important? Trump is the one. This is, you put these together because you talk about the most talked about stories. Isn't necessarily
that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not the most important. It's not the most. Yeah. It's just the ones that most talked about.
Yep. Yeah. So, in terms of the wildfires, you've heard the discussion back and forth By the way, that's number four. If you didn't hear us go through this a few minutes ago, the number four item on the story list this week from Talkers is the fire and what happened in Maui and all of the ancillary things. There's so many directions you go in, including the guy that ran. Do you believe this? They actually admitted the guy who ran the early warning system said, we didn't use it because it wasn't a tsunami, and that's what it was designed for. Mm-hmm. Who has the balsam or the stupidity to admit that? And people ask him, oh, yeah, I'm proud of what I did. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's when the person doesn't see the forest for the trees. They're just following their recipe.
Yeah. And how much of that is a factor in what we talk about all across the board? You look at some of these. I just said something about Fannie Willis, who is one of the prosecutors in one of the many cases against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And looking at her career, it's not very stellar. And she's lost more than she's won. And so is that part of what came up this week, or is it just an attack on her because she's going after Trump? Do we get to the bottom line of what she's really all about? What's her career been like? I think it's fascinating to look at some of these people who are coming from nowhere. Who ever heard of Kathy Seeley before this week, or Tanya Chutkin before this week?
Well, I mean, isn't that the way it should be? That the list of people who are the most talked about on a specific format of radio, which is a big one, a powerful one, influential one, yep. Some of them are people you've heard of for years, and some of them are people who come and go. It doesn't, just because you're in the spotlight doesn't mean that you've just been hatched. I mean, you could be sure Kathy Seeley has had an interesting life and career.
Yeah.
Tanya Chutkin has had an interesting life and career. It's just that their path has taken them to the spotlight now for a while.
And the lawyers now on the other side, they'll become famous, the lawyers for Trump, who, by the way, had a lot of balsam this week, asking the judge to delay the start of the trial until 2026. I thought that was pretty amazing. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has approved sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight Russian forces. U.S. officials confirm that the American-made planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is completed. Ukraine's been lobbying for F-16s to help fight Russian air superiority for years. Ukraine officials say they don't expect the planes to be ready until next year. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is looking to delay his federal trial related to the election of 2020 until 2026. Charges against a presidential candidate is unprecedented during an election cycle. Trump's attorneys recommend the trial start in April of 2026. A decision has not been made at this time. Thanks for listening as we get this Friday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour. I know a lot of people spend all week waiting for us to get together, Michael, to do this program.
Yes,
and I
many.
Hope you all feel rewarded with the talents of the two of us together here on the stage all at once every week.
I know.
Imagine what a luxury that is for the listeners.
We're so damn good.
Ah, it's amazing. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Serious stuff, seriously, but why does it always,
come on your phone.
Always have to be serious? All right, number four, I want to stick with this for a while, if you don't mind. I was looking at this, there's a banyan tree. You know what a banyan tree is? It's
pretty much
it's a Hawaiian, one of those Pacific Island trees. And if you look for a silver lining, which is what I always look for in a conversation about something as bleak as what happened on Maui, here among all of the destruction that was left by the wildfire, this historic tree, which has been a landmark there for over 150 years, was left. It lived. It's still standing. The fire went around it. It's charred a little bit. But isn't that amazing when you think about the tree of life, basically? The fire did not sap. There's all kinds of analogous stuff. That the fire could not sap the life out of this tree. Maybe it's a little traumatized, but...
Well, the tree is a survivor. It's a,
Yeah, I think that's... I thought that was very cool.
Yes, it's interesting. I didn't know
the
tree.
The other question about... We have Joe Biden as number two on the people list, and we have the Ukrainian war. So somebody has come up with... A good talk radio host actually came up with a comparison of the aid that is on its way to Hawaii, and this is, I'm sure, a right of center show, but I thought this was interesting, frankly. Comparing, this clever fellow compared the aid that we have sent to Ukraine to this point and what's on the bill of fare to go to Hawaii. So far, Joe Biden has said there's $200 million available right now for assistance. And then, so the Republicans are saying, okay, $200 million goes to somebody in our country, and how many, like $700 billion or whatever the stupid number is that's gone to Ukraine, how do you justify that? I think that's a wonderful question for conversation, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know the answer. The justification is that Ukraine's situation provides tremendous danger to the Western world for years to come. And therefore, we're not just doing it for Ukraine. We're doing it for NATO, and we're doing it for us. I'm not saying necessarily that's the correct answer, but that is the answer.
$113 billion so far in aid. And the Department of Defense sent another $12 billion worth of planes this week over there through, I think, Denmark or some country. So it doesn't look like it's coming from America.
This is, the way the superpowers have war. The, you know, the term you hear, folks, is proxy war. You have other people fighting it for you, but it's really you.
Yep.
You know, the Korean War was a proxy war.
Yep.
And
we lost that. All of them we've lost. The guys made a lot of money that make armaments, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You watch Billions, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, didn't you? Okay, so this conversation won't mean
anything. What is Billions?
Billions is a show on Showtime about a guy that runs, his name is Axelrod. He ran a hedge fund in New York, and it was about how the guys running these hedge funds make all this money and what they do with it and how conniving they are. And but if I'm not going to tell you the whole story because it's
a sidetracking thing.
Yeah, the reason I brought it up is because he's involved in the storyline of the show in selling arms and orchestrating and bringing. He's the one who's been in the middle of bringing the arms from the American manufacturers to the Ukrainians. That's part of the new storyline. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a guy who's doing that someplace, right? Wouldn't you think? There's some dealer, broker.
You've heard of this thing called the military-industrial complex.
Yes.
And the famous speech by Dwight David Eisenhower upon leaving the presidency, in which he warned, here, a five-star general, a military man, warning as his legacy, not what a great job I did as president, but as I leave, I'm warning all generations to come that the U.S. and our freedom is definitely being compromised by the growth of the military-industrial complex, which means the unholy alliance between industry and the military.
Yep. Go to LAX. Anybody who's never been to LAX, and look at the buildings that surround the Los Angeles. LAX is Los Angeles Express Airport. You see the Boeing main office there, the Lockheed Martin main office there, the Raytheon main office. All these people are the biggest defense contractors, and they're all right there. And there are plants all over California making this stuff. It's really pretty amazing if you pay attention. But that's the problem. So many people don't pay attention. We're too busy worried about whether Trump's going to go to jail or not, or whether he's going to see the light of day, or he's going to show up at the courthouse, he's going to be arrested on the site and put in jail. What's his mugshot going to look like? Yeah, like that. The future of the world is determined by that.
Well,
have I gotten too excited about that?
No. I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
I don't know how to respond. My only response is they're all important.
All right, so then let's...
It's all important stuff. We base our business on a spectrum of important issues.
Okay, so then how important is this? Woman in Texas this week arrested for threatening to kill the judge who is overseeing the Trump investigation and court proceedings. Her name is Abigail Schrey. She called the chambers of the judge. And this Chutkin, is it Chutkin or Chulkin?
It's Chutkin. Tanya Chutkin.
Yeah, okay. This is a black woman and left a threatening voicemail and was dumb enough to use her own phone. And she referred to her the N-word and all kinds of stuff. This has hit all over media everywhere. And you got to wonder how it is, and I'm going to say this right up front, why it is that so many people who are identified as Republicans fall into this category. What is there about being a Republican? I know that guys like Tom Hartman, who's a left-of-center successful talk radio host, would probably bring that up, and I'm sure they brought it up on CNN, but I think it's a legitimate question that ought to be asked a little bit more frequently than it is. It's uncomfortable to talk about it.
The answer is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The answer is Donald Trump. The answer, and why is it so serious that a person threatened the life of a judge because she doesn't agree with the political situation?
Yeah.
It's dangerous because that's antithetical to American democracy. It's un-American.
Right.
These people who think that they are American patriots, and pardon the expression, I'm a Pats fan, you know,
yeah.
And the word patriot means a lot to me. But many people wrap themselves in the flag. Many people, you know, scoundrels. The last resort of scoundrels is to claim patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
It's un-American. All of this stuff is un-American. And that's why it's a big story.
Okay, so then let's go to Canada for another wrinkle on the number one story this week. A Canadian woman has been sentenced to 22 years in jail for sending letters laced with ricin to Donald Trump.
Just as bad.
Poison.
Worse.
This is somebody, and a Canadian, no less.
Threatening to kill somebody is not good, but actually trying to kill them. Sending
she said,
poison
this
worse.
Woman's name is Pascalie Ferrière, and she said that she regretted that her plan failed. And she wished she could stop Trump. And if she had it to do over again, she'd do it. She wants to get rid of Trump. FBI found her fingerprints on the letter that went to Trump. And
well, there's a saying called fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for the good guys to resort to that. Because when you're dealing with ideological differences,
right.
and you resort to the same tactics that the bad guys do.
They do. You're a bad guy.
Then you become a bad guy.
Number two on the list, the story list this week, is a focus on the presidential race. I thought it was interesting, Michael, that the super PAC that has so far raised the most dough for Ron DeSantis has told him, apparently in a memo that was leaked, to take a sledgehammer at next week's debate to Vivek Ramaswamy because he's rising in the polls and is threatening to beat DeSantis. So the way to beat him is to, as they say, quote-unquote, take a sledgehammer to him. There you go. That's politics in America 2023. Fabulous. I actually think that guy's got something to say. Do you pay attention to him, Ramaswamy?
I pay attention to everybody. I spent hours practicing how to say Vivek Ramaswamy.
I did, too. Yeah,
I can even say it backwards. I was the one who did it.
Uh-huh. Seriously, I think the guy's got a lot to say.
First of all, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall other than what you know about him.
Yeah,
And a lot of people have a lot to say. That doesn't make him a good president.
No.
I don't want a president I haven't heard of a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was the case with
wait a minute, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton both fit into that category.
Not as much as Vivek Ramaswamy. Jimmy Carter was a governor. Bill Clinton was a governor. There are guys that just come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we like what they say. Well, there's a lot of talk show hosts who say things I like, but I wouldn't want them in my house.
You're not invited to dinner at Michael's house.
No, I'm serious. I mean, the president. If there's any one thing we've learned from Donald Trump is that all presidents are not equal. If there's anything that we're learning about politics today is that both parties are not necessarily the same.
Yeah. Well, so let's see what's brewing. I suspect, and I don't know this because I don't know, you don't know what's going to happen with the list next week, but the beginning of school starting, and the biggest story that I have seen about the school year beginning is that there aren't enough school bus drivers all across the country to get students to school and to class. We have it in my town. I'll bet it's in your town. The drivers are being paid $30 an hour with a $300 signing bonus, and we're short 17 drivers here where I am. And I see stories all when I look at the various sources, the same stories being repeated across the country. Why do you suppose that is?
I was going to ask, what do you think? I don't know.
I know what it is.
I didn't even realize there was this problem. They don't want the responsibility of being with these rotten kids.
That's pretty much it. Yep.
Oh, really?
The kids are rotten, unbelievably badly behaved, fights on the bus, spitting on the drivers. We have that.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And so why does that? That may be a subtext, but I'm figuring as school begins, there will be discussion of this because it is the one single thing that seems to be uniting all the discussions about the start of school everywhere in the country. So, there it is. I'm only prognosticating.
What thing is uniting discussions? The school
the
bus
fact
problem?
That there's not enough school bus drivers. And the kids are rotten. Both.
Both are interesting stories. I find the kids being rotten more interesting than necessarily one of the results of people not wanting to be school bus drivers.
Yeah,
imagine,
the rotten kids.
I'd imagine
story
there are people that
important.
Don't want to be teachers.
Yeah, right, same thing. Kids are rotten. And then we look at the parents and...
Well, how did the kids get rotten? How
I don't
did
know.
The...
Let's answer that next week because we're out of time here in this segment.
No,
yes.
I
it's 48 past the hour.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of the greatest movies of all time. And my humble opinion, this is from The Sting, as we get started with movie moments here on the Friday, August 18th program. Chuck Curry is here with his announcements, his pronouncements, and his references to the moldy, oldie, great movies and shows. So why are we, who's, both those, no, well, Robert Redford.
It's a birthday today.
Yeah, of
Robert Redford, 87.
Yep. He looks
they don't
a
make
lot worse.
Him like that anymore. That's, no, that was a movie star. That guy had a, yeah. That guy was a iconic movie star.
Yeah.
If you look at his career, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, The Sting, All the President's Men, The Natural. Yeah. I can't imagine another actor playing Roy Hobbs. That is a classic sports film.
Yeah.
I love a movie he did in 2001 called The Last Castle. Didn't do very well at the box office. But
he was in jail, or wasn't he?
Prison camp, military prison camp.
Yeah. Wasn't really Gandolfino in that? Wasn't Gandolfino the... Yeah, that's right. That. Yep, yeah.
He played the villain.
But he messed his face all up having the facelift, and now he doesn't even look like himself anymore, which is too bad.
Yeah.
He's still
He hasn't announced his retirement, but he hasn't made a feature or been in a movie in over 3 years. He was doing... had a role in the Avengers movies 3 or 4 years ago. But, iconic actor Robert Redford.
All right, so Grey's Anatomy,
yeah.
Will Trent, all the ABC shows are now delayed on the fall schedule. Pretty much that's the same thing that's happened, I believe, on all the other networks. And so we have this spate of celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Pressure Luck, the $100,000 pyramid. What garbage. Steve Harvey and his judge show, it's entertaining to a point, right? But all of this stuff... And then, on top of that, you look at the stats. I'm looking at the impact of the SAG-AFTRA strike that's been going on. The writers, the WGA, the writers, they've at least resumed negotiations. But Because of this, now think about this for a second, Tucker. The networks have deep roots, kind of like China and America. The networks have deep roots. The streaming system, they have a lot of cash flow, but they don't necessarily have deep roots. And so there's a speculation floating around today on trends when it comes to streaming and people getting tired of paying all this money. And they're wondering, you know, what are we doing? Is the gold rush over for streaming television? And Netflix going to lose its sparkle, shall we say? What do you think about
Netflix. I watched the movie Heart of Stone that's on Netflix. Gal Gadot, who was Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah,
a big fanfare movie. I honestly thought it was pretty weak, like really weak. They don't produce good features for straight to Netflix with big stars.
No.
Netflix. I think if you look at the ratings for a lot of the Marvel shows on Disney Plus, they are really crashing and burning. There definitely is a loss of interest in a lot of the streaming stuff. Not that streaming is going to go away. It's not going to go away. I think it will be, I think some of the streamers will bundle themselves to try to get people interested. But the strike's not going to hurt. It's not going to help theaters. That's definitely. Now, I'll tell you another story, which is sort of a shame. This movie Blue Beetle comes out this weekend, right? Which
What's
is
that
a superhero
about?
Movie. It's a superhero movie. It was made before James Gunn took
like
over.
Like Ant-Man and...
But the reviews are really good, right? I mean, it's a fun family movie. It appeals to Latino people because most of the cast is Latino. George Lopez is in it. But the young star who's getting really good notices as a breakout performance was one of the stars of the Cobra Kai TV show. He's very appealing.
Really?
Because of the strike.
George Lopez certainly isn't appealing. I'd stay away from it because he's
But this kid who's a star Blue Beetle can't even go on the talk show circuit and promote, you know, his claim to fame here because of the strike. You're not allowed to do it, which is sort of sad, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he'll miss out on that memory of, you know, hey, it's my first feature film that I'm the star of. Oh, I couldn't even promote it because give interviews because of the strike.
All right, how does this weekend shake out then? On Monday when you come back, what do you think?
Blue Beetle will be number one, most likely around 30 million, and then followed by Barbie and then Oppenheimer. That'll be the way it'll go.
Indiana Jones is still around. Mission Impossible is still around. They seem to still be taking a little oxygen out of the room.
A little.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if you had a pick to go, you've got that theater that you help operate there in your hometown of Stroudsburg.
Well, we have Barbie and Oppenheimer. Those are two movies. We're operating with two of the three screens because we do.
So are they filled? Are the movie houses filled?
Well, we've done. This is the best run we've had in a while, Barbie and Oppenheimer. They've gotten a lot of people.
Right.
And people say, make more movie about toys. No, make more movie about women. That's what women want to see, and that's why Barbie's become a big
thing. And women are the ones who are going to see it, frankly, yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. Thank you. We'll talk to you Monday here on Good Day. 59 past the hour on the program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.